sir.
They're calling me Dapper Dan now. Ann Vandersteel said I look very dapper.
Yeah. Ann's there too now?
Yeah. Well, she just left. And that's another part of the story, Sam, right after I do my quote from the Supreme Court decision. I got to tell you what Ann's doing.
All right, we'll do it. First, the quote. It starts now.
Okay, Sam, this is kind of longer, but it please bear with me, everybody, because this is too powerful to leave anything out. So Scalia explains why he's talking about this. So I'll just let him introduce it. He goes, finally and most conclusively in the present litigation, we turn to the prior jurisprudence of this court. Federal commandeering of state governments is such a novel phenomenon that the court's first experience with it did not occur until the 1970s.
All right, let me stop you. This just unequivocally proves we're not engaging in strange, unproven political theories. The court hasn't seen it in 150 years. It's only modern manipulations that have perverted the truth so bad that the Supreme Court justice is incensed right now over this very point, and he highlights it as best he can, right?
Do not tell Mary McCord, because that's really going to just blast her narrative right out of the water. So, yeah, he's saying this is didn't happen in America at all until the 1970s. And then he goes, when the Environmental Protection Agency promulgated regulations requiring states to prescribe all these emissions control and retrofit programs and on and on and on. And so I'm going to pass that up. Then it goes to this. The courts of appeals for the Fourth and Ninth Circuits invalidated the regulations in order to avoid what they perceived to be grave constitutional issues. See Maryland versus EPA. And the District of Columbia Circuit.
So even the EPA got shut down over this very supposedly narrow situation that the sheriff found himself in. No, the EPA got shut down and the government got shut down over and over on this. And it points to prior cases, right?
Exactly. So, and the District of Columbia invalidated regulations on both constitutional and statutory grounds. See District of Columbia versus Train. After we granted certiorari. Now, raise your hand if you don't know what granted certiorari means. It means that the Supreme Court agreed to take the case. We granted certiorari. That means they'll take the case. To review the statutory and constitutional validity of the EPA regulations. The government, however, declined even to defend them and instead rescinded some and conceded the invalidity of those that remained, leading us, the Supreme Court, to vacate the opinions below and remand for consideration of mootness. Now, last paragraph. Although we had no occasion to pass upon the subject in Brown, later opinions of ours have made clear, don't tell Mary McCord, that the federal government may not compel the states to implement by legislation or executive authority federal regulatory programs. The book is closed.
What part of case law don't you understand, Mary McCord? What part of shutting down the EPA, shutting down Bill Clinton, do you think is so narrow that it's speculation and political theory?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Justice Scalia was speculating too much there. He pretty much told it like it was and put the hammer down on this. And I don't see how it gets any more clear. Actually, the proper word is clearer. I don't see how it gets any clearer than that. So I can't wait to debate Mary McCord and share this with her, you know? So. But she won't want to debate because she knows we're in the right.
That debate's not going to happen because she doesn't want to really deal with that issue.
She would be embarrassed by a broadcast journalist and a has-been sheriff. Yeah.
Oh, whoa. What are we going to do about that?
The credentials are not going to show up. That's what. Yeah. She'll hide.
All right. Well, I'm working on calling Mary about this as well, to where we can set up this debate. You know, we'll do it at the National Press Club. We'll see how many Washington critters will come and attend and all that kind of stuff. By the way, Sheriff, it is indeed Super Tuesday 2024. 16 states voting for, quote, presidential nominees. UPI.com with the details. What do you think on Super Tuesday, Sheriff?
Well, my big question is, will Trump win every one of them?
So, I don't know. He'll win most, though.
Yeah, I'm
lost Washington, D.C., which is really an indictment against Nikki Haley as a deep swamp.
Yeah.
Deep state critter. She pretends that's a win. To me, that's the biggest loss
of corruption
she's ever experienced.
Yeah, the cesspool of corruption supports her.
Yeah. To me, that's a huge opportunity for President Trump to literally just say, I mean, you're a clown. Yeah. So the deep state supports you? Is that what you want us to know?
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
This is wow.
You know,
we'll keep an eye on that ball, too.
Yeah, I really think she's out of line. I don't understand what she's doing unless she's hoping that Trump somehow gets found guilty on a felony and that he really is removed from being able to run. And she's hoping for that so that she's already right there and can step right in. So I think that's the only thing she's doing, but I really think she's wasting her time. And I really don't think she's going to run as a third party.
She won't run as a third party. What her goal, though, is to develop a household name stature so that when she runs again, she can soften her approach and not be so extreme and possibly win another time. So it's about building a household name for her right now. Yeah. And the controversy is doing that for her.
Yeah. And the flimsy excuses she's made why she lied or why she didn't keep her word to Trump when she promised him she would never run against him.
Well, she lied.
Yeah, she lied. You know, and the flimsy excuses. I mean, well, I had to run because everything was so horrible, you know.
The other interesting thing is this. Now she's being asked clearly if Donald Trump becomes the nominee. She swore when she went to the debates that Donald skipped because he didn't want to agree to this, that she would support the nominee as well. So now is she going to be forced to support the Donald?
Yeah, wouldn't that be something? Yeah, I wanted to tell you that I don't agree with what Ann Vandersteel's doing.
Okay, let's talk about it.
She's going to the Darien Gap, between Panama and Colombia, where it's kind of an Amazon forest. And she's going down there to kind of document what's going on with the illegal immigration that's going through that area and these people that come in from all over the world. And the Chinese and the Muslim terrorists and whoever else is coming in and go from there up to the United States and the native tribes there that they have befriended kind of provide them protection because they like them. So, I said, what do you hope to accomplish? And it's just really they want to just kind of get in the way and bother people and let them know they're being watched. And so I was telling Hunter when I got in this morning, if I'm going to risk my life for something, I want it to really be something important and that it's going to have meaning and it's going to accomplish something. And so, I mean, I love Ann and what she's trying to do, but that's just far too dangerous. And I said, Ann, don't go. It's too dangerous. Don't call me. You know, to try to come and find you when you get in trouble down there, because I guarantee you, my wife's not going to allow me to go down there. And man, I'll hire some mercenaries to try to go find you. But to me, it's just too dangerous, and I wish he wasn't going.
In other words, we appreciate her intrepid desire to report and get the truth and lay it out for the American people. That's good. At some point, though, putting yourself in harm's way is only asking for trouble.
Yeah, and we need her here. And
amen to that.
We just do. We need her. We love the work she's doing. I this is far too dangerous. I mean, that's right in the middle of the problem, of the I mean, it's not just right in the middle. It's Main Street of the problem.
And I'll tell you who I'd worry about the most to be your enemy. I'd worry about the United States government. When you're in international territory, what the United States government might do to you is the biggest concern, more than the gangs and all the other problems.
Sam,
I'm worried about the United States.
You just quoted a line that she and I share in the movie, because we talk about the horrible problems with all the cartels and international terrorists. And then we say, and that's not even mentioning the real problem that we're suffering from our own government, that is the lead sponsor of all this and the lead cause of all this. It is. And Sam, I said it last night in my presentation at the Civic Center here in Sevierville. How do you say it, Hunter? Sevierville. Okay. I've never said it right since I've been here. So we had a big event at the...
how do you say it now? Hold on.
Hunter, how do you say it? Sevierville. Sevierville. Sevier County. Sevierville, right here at the Civic Center. And I said it there, and I'll say it again, Sam. I've said it on the show. And CNN really gets mad at me when I say this. But I told them last night, I'm going to tell the truth. The greatest threat to our God-given American liberty is our own federal government. Lincoln warned us that we would that if we ever lost our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. That is exactly what's happening in our country today, and the greatest perpetrator of that is our own federal government. And you can see it.
Well, and Lincoln helped that along. We lost a lot of state rights with the push of Lincoln with some of his illegal activities as well.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, yeah, he knew it better than anybody. But, yeah, this is just horrible. And notice that the Lincoln Riley that was murdered in Athens, Georgia, and nobody... CNN and all of those don't make any mention of it. Biden doesn't apologize for it. They go right on marching. And Trump was totally within his rights to tell Biden, look, he said, President Biden, he was very respectful about it. Secure the border today, sir. You have the authority because I did it. And you can do it too. And that's the reason he has the authority, because he's supposed to be enforcing the immigration laws, and there's 26 that he's violating. And so if he would just start obeying and enforcing the laws that are on the books, a lot of this wouldn't be happening, and many lives in this country would have been saved, and this girl would still be going to nursing school.
Amen. They
God
want
bless
it to happen.
Family.
That was the problem, Sheriff. They want that to happen. Now, on Super Tuesday, we want you to remember, you guys must vote. It's important. I hope Haley doesn't win a single race. I think she's a clown deep stater, and I think she's a problem, to say the least. That doesn't mean that I'm super supportive of Donald Trump. RFK Jr. having trouble getting on the ballot in many places as well. That's another stumbling block that we got to keep an eye on. But we need election integrity. Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote came out with a big article yesterday talking about how we really need to babysit voter rolls. That's one of the great keys to success, is watching those voter rolls. And she's got a new program out where you can literally go onto a website and check if your I don't know what you want to call it, voter profile is in more than one state. Are you voting in other states and you don't even know you are, kind of thing? And there's ways to vet that now with the great work over at True the Vote, Sheriff.
Yeah, and Catherine and Greg have done a great job there. And I still say that every case that has gone to court regarding voter fraud, or that has gone before the U.S. Supreme Court, all you have to do is present the evidence that True the Vote has, that they've amassed over the last 5 years, not just
it's all
recently. And those should, that evidence should be in front of the Supreme Court. How could the Supreme Court look at all that and deny to even take the case and not grant certiorari? That is absolutely absurd, Sam. The evidence is humongous out there. And so
continues to mount daily as well.
Yeah, and they say there's no evidence. Oh, for heaven's sakes. No.
There you have it.
That's
all right. How much
point.
Snow fell in Northern California in the Sierra Nevadas? Do you know?
Well, I've been there before. I went to a preparedness show over that what's that pass called? Donner Pass.
Donner.
Yeah, and we were taking a truckload of freeze-dried foods over the mountain, and I've been there through that, but I thought that was bad, and that was about 15 years ago. This one's 10 times worse than that one was, and we couldn't get through. And so what is it, 100 inches? 100 inches.
7 feet of snow has already fallen.
Holy moly.
And they say that it's not about to stop. So more snow is expected in the region, they say, after 7 feet, buddy.
Yeah, well, California's been having a drought, but you don't want it's like somebody who hasn't had a drink of water for 3 days. You don't give them a whole gallon of water. You give them just a little bit and then a little bit. This is going to hurt. I think this is going to hurt more than help the drought, because it's just going to cause flooding. And
No question.
This doesn't look good, Sam.
It'll be mudslides everywhere eventually if it heats up quickly, too. So it's serious, folks, and it's not about to stop. I guess all that huge 7+ feet of snow and it won't stop is part of global warming, I take it? Is that what we're supposed to understand?
Sam, you don't understand the environmental problems. You just don't understand. Because they took care of that problem when they changed it all. Because first, when I was a kid in high school, it was global cooling was the problem.
Well, it
then
is,
it was global warming. So in order to take care of everything, they said it's climate change. So get with the program, Sam.
All right. Glad I got that straightened out.
Yeah.
Now, I guess Bitcoin, do you have your Bitcoin, Sheriff, still or no?
I had some, but I got rid of it and I lost my shirt on it, but it wasn't very much. So I just stayed out of it. And every time I look at Bitcoin, I go, wow, I wish I would have put some in or left that in. But it's so volatile and so up and down.
Yes, it is.
I can't see anybody wanting to invest in it myself. But
and that's why I say don't dip your toe in the crypto. But it turns out that it's almost reached its all-time high.
Yeah.
It topped 67,000. Yeah. And I guess the high is 69,000. So it's almost there, Sheriff.
And I don't see why, there's another one that has been steadily going up, and that's gold, better than silver. And still the experts say that silver will outperform gold when it really starts hitting. Yesterday and today, it looked like gold. I haven't checked in the last hour, but gold this morning and silver were going up again. Yesterday, it went up quite a bit, both of them. And I don't understand why gold would go in the negative at all. But if you look at silver and gold, well, especially gold, just 10 years ago, gold was about 1200 an ounce, and today it's over 2100. So that's a pretty good return, So, I'm going to stick with gold and silver, what little I have, and maybe I'll try to buy some more, but to be prepared for the economic collapse that's coming, you should have some cash reserves. And coin reserves.
Wait a minute. Yep. If you have cash reserves, it just means you're black. It's a black thing, Sheriff. Don't you
know
that?
Well, maybe. But just for some security, I recommend some cash reserves under your pillow or under your mattress or in your safe. And I highly recommend some gold and silver. And if you can't afford gold, like I really can't do much, I can buy a 10th ounce of gold or a quarter ounce of gold. I do that, but buy some silver. Silver Eagles are great. Buy some junk silver. What is junk silver? It's the 1964 and before that, 50-cent pieces, quarters, and dimes. So have some of that on hand. I have lots of pennies, dimes, nickels, quarters, 50 cents.
Yeah, our buddy Brian Rust has a ton of nickels at a great deal now. You can buy a nickel for like $1.40.
I have Eisenhower dollars, too. Love them.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring up that Bitcoin because it's kind of interesting as it bumps the high. Now, there's a video we need to show you people. It relates to law enforcement here, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I guess a police raid in Colorado went a little south. I guess a burglary suspect got caught. Here's the details.
41. We'll get somebody out of yelling at us. I'm going to share my... So I'm gonna back up. So you guys can stand up. Ready?
Yep. Michael, please, show me your hands. Hands up. Stand up. Stand up.
How'd they know he was
walk
there?
Walk this way. What's that? Walk towards me. Keep your hands up. Stop there, Katie. Stop there.
Stop right there.
Dude literally got caught in the potty with his pants down, buddy.
Man, that was a crock of crap, Sam. Man.
Oh, man. I hear that.
And Sam, I've done these. I've actually done one similar once. And yeah, you can't let him finish what he was doing. And he's just got to pull up his pants and you got to grin and bear it and leave. So, one of the other uncomfortable problems that we face in law enforcement, and man, oh man, God bless those cops.
Yeah. Well, my question is, why don't they arrest Joe just like that?
And look, these are cops that are trying to clean up the streets, and so they're doing it. And sometimes it gets messy, but I keep telling you, Sam, they can't arrest Biden. I used to say this as a joke. It's not a joke anymore. He's not mentally stable enough. He's not mentally capable of standing trial.
Well, then they just put him in a round room.
Well, maybe
for
arrest
his safety and the rest of our safety.
Maybe we should arrest the people that are really running the country. You know?
Oh, good point.
His wife and the deep state that's in his cabinet. And it certainly is Kamala Harris. I've never seen. Now, that's a person that needs to be made fun of. That lady is one ignorant fool. Has anybody been able to understand any speech she's ever given? My gosh. And she used to be a lawyer? Man. No, what a joke.
Amen to that. All right. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that kind of funny tidbit to your attention. Little tip, you know, don't try that at home, right, Sheriff?
Yeah.
I just don't understand how you can literally do a burglary and then just run to the restroom and stuff like that. I just don't understand the mentality of some of these people.
Well, he thought he was undetected. And when you have to go, you got to go, Sam. So he said, man, I better. He didn't seem like he was in any hurry.
I guess not. How'd the other thing is, this is in Colorado, too.
Yeah. But how did they know he was in there?
I don't know.
Never mind. I don't want to know. So.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we have that. I also want to tell you right now, this is the time to remember preparedness is important. At your house, get TP. People learned that in the pandemic, yeah. Right? But I also want you to know you need a satellite phone. When all comms are down, it's sat123.com or phone123.com that can get you some great products that will let you communicate with your loved ones when all comms are down or when things are kind of in trouble. You know, we just had that big cell phone outage recently. AT&T claims it was an internal issue. I don't believe it for a second. That's another topic, except for you can get your sat123.com phone. Mention MAC50 for a discount code. Do it today.
Sheriff? And Sam, when I was saying goodbye to Ann Vanderstill, I said, you need to make sure you have a satellite phone. She goes, we have them. And so, folks, it doesn't matter if you're going to Latin America anywhere. It doesn't matter if you're going to the mountains local or in the desert hiking or Superstition Mountain, where people go come all over the country to go to Superstition Mountain, the Lost Dutchman Mine in eastern Maricopa County. Folks, you got to have a satellite phone. If you ever sprain your ankle or break your leg and you can't, and you're out there by yourself, man, that guy that got stuck in the mountain or stuck in the canyon when the rock pinned his arm. I don't remember, lost his arm. Yeah, they did. What was the name of that movie? 36 Hours or something like that.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's right.
If he would have had a satellite phone, he could have called for help. So, folks, you never know what's going to happen. But if you know you're going out on a lake, If you know you're going out at the top of the mountain to go fishing, like Riggs Lake in Mount Graham, if you know you're going out somewhere, especially, I never recommend you go by yourself, but both of you out there, at least one of you, should have a satellite phone. Folks, this is for safety, and it's for communications guarantee. It's the best insurance policy you can have. Go to SAT123.com and get your money out. Look, folks, the phone is free. So then you pay a monthly amount. I believe it's $89. I have two of them. And believe me, folks, they work. And
but
they
gotta
can save
Mac
lives.
50 to yeah, get your phones for free.
That's
Mac
right.
50.
Yes.
All right. Also, Numana Foods. If you go to CSPUA.org, you can get a hold of Numana Foods. That's a great solution yep. as well. There's a lot of food opportunities there available for you. And the last thing I want to say is if everybody becomes a member of the CSPOA, that's how we fund your travels. That's how we allow you to be in this movie we're talking about with Bridie on TV and Ann Vandersteel and others. It's really the key to the exercise when it comes to funding the proper role of law enforcement and we, the people working with our law enforcement. CSPOA.org, become a member of the posse today, Sheriff.
Yeah, I really want to stress that. Folks, if you think there's a better solution than the one we have here at CSPOA, please let me know because I'll join it. I'll join it today, tomorrow, at the latest. And I'm not demeaning any of these other organizations. I love Brighty on TV. I'm here working Brighty on TV. You can't do this if you don't know what's going on. But as far as boots on the ground solutions that are both peaceful and effective, the county sheriff is America's last hope. The constitutional sheriff is America's last hope. And working with you, the people who are being trained by us to be on your sheriff's posse and to have a relationship with your sheriff and to have a valid organization between you and the sheriff to make sure that we're erecting the barriers against the encroachments of the national authority, which is a quote from James Madison, we must have you on board. We've got to have you. And this is how we make the CSPOA and what we're doing, taking back America county by county, sheriff by sheriff. This is how we maintain our financial support. It's you. So join the CSPOA today at CSPOA.org and become a member of our posse. Thank you so much.
There you have it. Absolutely. Now, Tucker Carlson is in the news. He makes a bunch of great points about election fraud. He says 2020 election was 100% fraudulent. Yeah, stolen from Trump, and he explains how. I got a beef with the way he explains how. We'll talk about it, but first, here's Tucker.
It was 100% stolen. Are you
like
joking?
It was rigged to that large of a
yeah,
degree.
Yeah, they completely change the way people vote right before the election on the basis of COVID, which had nothing to do
so
with
it. So in that way, it was rigged, meaning
100%.
Like
and then,
manipulated.
Then you censor the information people are allowed to get. Anyone who complains about COVID, which is like, by the way, it might have hurt Trump. But I mean, it's like, whatever. I mean, you could play it many different ways. You can't have censorship in a democracy by definition. Here's how it works. The people rule. They vote for representatives to carry their agenda to the capital city and get it enacted. That's how they're in charge. And then every few years, they get to reassess the performance of those people in an election. In order to do that, they need access, unfettered access to information. And no one, particularly not people who are already in power, is allowed to tell them what information they can have. They have to have all information that they want, whether the people in charge want it or don't want it, or think it's true, or think it's false, it doesn't matter. And the second you don't have that, you don't have a democracy. It's not a free election, period.
I agree with the general point that he's making that, look, this is fraudulent. They censored information. They lied. They manipulated. There's election fraud at the highest levels of the FBI and the Justice Department, for starters, and it just works its way down from there as they manipulated information with social media companies and everything else. But he keeps talking about this democracy. Look, a democracy, Sheriff, is not where you elect the representative and where you lean on your representative to represent you in the halls of whatever, you know, that's not a democracy. Okay, we don't have a democracy in America. Tucker, I hate to break this to you, buddy, but we don't have a democracy. In fact, the founding fathers were very, very concerned about a democracy, and they wanted us to know we have some democratic principles in our republic. I'm not saying there's no elements of it, but a pure democracy is demon crazy. It's nuts. And so I appreciate what Tucker's talking about, but when you have such a big microphone and you continue to double down as if democracy is your friend, you're deceived, my friend.
No, and he knows we're a constitutional republic. I know he knows.
He doesn't. No, he doesn't.
But why would he say that if he knows? So, yeah.
Because he doesn't know.
But he's calling the narrative right out of Fox News, you know, the Democracy 2024. 2 years ago, it was Democracy 22, Democracy 2020. You know, and where do they come off with that? Because I've heard people on Fox News say, we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic. But so I'd be surprised if Tucker doesn't know that. However, he's trying to equate the word democracy with freedom. And Sam, I believe that you're saying, when you were saying that there's democratic things within our republic, those come naturally. That's natural to a republic because, yes, we choose our representatives. And in so doing, yes, we vote. And the guy who gets the most votes wins. But is that a part of a democracy or is that part of a republic? And I believe it's just part naturally of part of a republic. Yeah, of course. So, yeah, the people, and this is another thing that's different of a democracy. The people in a constitutional republic bestow and delegate all power and all authority to our servants, to our public servants. That means we can only delegate what we possess. We can't delegate to them what we don't possess. And that's a key component of the constitutional republic. Because
the other key between
they can't do a lot of things they're doing.
The other key between a democracy and a republic is this. A democracy says if you have the majority, you can do something.
Right.
A republic says, no, you have moral law that prevents you. You have checks and balances that prevent you. A democracy runs all over the checks and balances, Sheriff, by its very nature.
Correct. And the rights of the one individual, are protected in a constitutional republic. In a democracy, they are not. And that's...
Yeah, so Tucker and Mary McCord and all you clowns, put that in your pipe and smoke it, okay? You don't know what you're talking about. And I don't mean to attack Tucker because he does a lot of good. But when you have a big microphone like that, you're literally peddling a fatal flaw, Sheriff.
Well,
if
he
we
was
believe
right
we
about,
have a democracy and we embrace these principles, we will destroy the country.
Right. And he was right about one thing. There was 100% voter fraud in 22 and 20.
Amen to that.
Yeah,
right.
There was. And I would have liked to have seen him focus just on that because, yes, there was. And they, you know, the talking points with CNN and Washington Post, there's no voter fraud. It was the most secure and safe and secure election in the history of our country. But yet they never said how that was done. And so that's another talking point that's a joke. And I can give you case after case after case where election fraud has been made known nationwide. And I'll say the first one was the Russia hoax, that the Trump family was involved with Russia and that they were doing illegal cooperation with Russia. That was a hoax. It was a lie. And you would think that the American people would be going, if Adam Schiff and Liz Cheney and others were already lying about that, then what else have they lied about? And the FBI also committed election fraud. And we still have election fraud going on in the cases that are being filed against Donald Trump. And the Democrats came out and said, we don't care about your stupid democracy. We're going to remove Donald Trump from the ballots, even though he's never been convicted of anything.
And the Supreme Court,
shot him down.
9-0.
My God. But Sam, why was it 9-0?
Because it's so clear that you just can't dispute it.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons. The other one is, I think the three leftist radicals on the court don't want it to be where the Republicans could reverse that in some of their states.
That's
so
right.
If they allow that to go, then the Republicans will get the Democrats off ballots.
Yeah, but a democracy would allow that to occur in spades.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. So.
All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. 9-0 in Donald Trump's favor. My only question is, did the court wait too long until yesterday to adjudicate that? They literally created confusion around the elections of who could be on what ballot. That alone is a voter fraud to not take action. Yeah. We've known this problem since the people went to Washington in 2020 saying, we need you to deal with this. We're concerned. And the court did nothing except for a day before the election on Super Tuesday. Yeah. That alone to me is tampering. What do they have more important to do with their time than adjudicate something like that and make sure there's no voter fraud or speculation or uncertainty in the marketplace of voting and all that, right? To me, they were criminal in there waiting till the last second. Even though they did the right thing, but why wait so long, Sheriff? What good did that do except for breed confusion?
Yeah, that's something the Supreme Court needs to remedy. But Sam, I got another one, and this is an obvious political evidence. This is an obvious political evidence of voter fraud, and that is that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, gets reelected. That Maxine Waters gets reelected every time, what, for the last, what, 25, 30 years? And there's, I believe in those districts that people aren't that stupid that they would reelect these people. And Maxine Waters and AOC are such leftist extremists that are completely the antithesis of our Constitution. And even now, AOC is making it very clear that she wants taxpayer dollars to help fund illegal immigration, and that she supports the criminal activity going on in America so that we can take care of these people coming into our country who now are causing all these crimes. She doesn't care. Maxine Waters doesn't care. A lot of other Democrats don't care. And these Democrats and Republicans are being victimized by it. People are being murdered. And fentanyl is causing so many deaths. The high rate of deaths among 40 and younger is fentanyl overdose. This is just astonishing. Yet these people turn to AOC and Maxine Waters and say, yes, we will vote for you again. And I don't believe that, Sam.
Well,
so
AOC,
I believe it's election fraud.
Secretly, AOC thinks now that you're criticizing her that you're secretly in love with her, and that's the problem. You're an old man that just loves the young thing, and you can't help it. That's why you're attacking her, she says.
How about Maxine Waters?
Okay, I'm not even going there.
She's almost 80 years old, and she's not good looking. I will admit, AOC is attractive,
Till you get to know her.
But her butt's too big, you know? But her mouth is really way too big. And I can't see anybody supporting her. Why would you support somebody like that? We support candidates, and our organization supports civil rights. AOC does not support civil rights. She's all for big government running roughshod over us, having the IRS run roughshod over us, oppress people, abuse people, put innocent people in prison like Sam Girard, and that's FDA. And we have all of these bullies in Washington, D.C., and AOC's not against that. Maxine Waters not against that. Why do we not support what they claim Martin Luther King stood for and let people be free in this country?
Well, it's kind of like the Me Too movement for women. For some reason, when it's their favorite people abusing women or whatever else, then they don't seem to say a word, right?
And
there you have it.
Biological men playing in sports, completely destroying the lives and dreams of women who have worked their entire lives to go to the Olympics or to be a professional athlete in tennis and soccer or whatever, and yet they totally support these transgender men playing sports against these people, and it's obvious
that you need to challenge AOC to a basketball game. What do you think?
I would do that. Yes, I would love to do that.
All right. There you have it. All right. They say it's a failed experiment in the headline. An experiment fails as Oregon is set to recriminalize hard drugs. Yeah. Oregon removed penalties for having hard drugs.
Yeah.
But now there's so many overdose deaths and stuff like this, overdoses and everything else, that they're just absolutely melting down. They now voted, Mike Baker with the column on this, New York Times basically highlighting this. 3 years ago when Oregon voted, they approved to decriminalize hard drugs. They thought they were on the cusp of a revolution to help people and to make a difference, and it didn't work out. Now they're melting down because they're saying, man, there's just too many people dying, too much drug addiction. We got to. Now, here's the problem, Sheriff. You and I have been against the war on drugs forever.
Yes.
In my opinion, they did it wrong when they said drugs are legal and they promoted it. And then now they're doing it wrong when they're bringing back the war on drugs. It's their faulty legislation or edicts or mandates or whatever else that's the problem here.
But, Sam, do you really think the statistics are going to change if they try now to shut the gate?
No. I think it'll actually get worse.
Yeah, probably so. But I don't believe that any laws against drug abuse, I don't care if it's PCP. I don't care what it is. Are you going to say people are not going to be able to overdose or use these drugs? They use them. Whoever wants to use them is already getting it. It's not going to stop people from getting those drugs. And
well,
I don't
imagine if I put a program in place that says, hey, if you overdose, all you got to do is come to this government center. We'll make sure to prescribe whatever reverse drugs for you.
Right.
We got you. We'll make sure you have drugs. You can do drugs anywhere. You know, all they're doing is fostering drug use, Sheriff. It's like the what's that program in schools or whatever, the drug program in schools?
DARE. Drug Abuse Resistance Education. Yeah, I was a DARE instructor.
All that does.
Didn't work.
All that does is get people familiar with drugs and get familiar with the lingo and interested in drugs. And it's like the more you talk about drugs and sex, the more you get involved in drugs and sex, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I did it. It didn't work. You're right. I don't know if it was everything, the problem that you just said. But whatever it is, it didn't work. And I flat out know firsthand, it did not work. And so my deal is this. Has the drug war worked? Has the drug war diminished?
No, absolutely not. It's worse
than ever. And every year it gets worse. And so every year they want more manpower and more money. We already spend $100 billion a year to try to stop drugs that our country really, in all seriousness, has promoted. And Maxine Waters accused the CIA of dealing drugs in the ghettos of Los Angeles, where she's a congresswoman. And she made that accusation 25, 30 years ago. And yet nobody said she's a right-wing nut because
well, like a broken
she's a left-wing
clock,
nut.
She's at least right once a day, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, once.
Yeah.
And, a while on this thing.
But the drug war has been a huge failure. I even talked to Sheriff Songer about this. He says, I don't want to legalize them. And I said, can you tell me what good the drug war has done, America or your county? I'm at. And so I don't know what all the answers are, Sam, but I've tried, has failed and failed miserably. And we in law enforcement need to be honest about it. Yeah, go ahead.
I know the answers. You got to turn people to God. You got to turn people to family. If you have a relationship with God breakdown, you have a relationship with family breakdown. You don't have society, Sheriff.
Well, I you know, there's a lot of truth to that, Sam. And
now I'm not saying no one will ever do drugs, but if parents had a relationship with their children and their children, you know, they say that parents are the greatest anti-drug of all.
Yeah.
And knowing where your children are at, not leaving things to chance, making sure that you're, you know. But we love drugs. We're promoting drugs, even though we claim we have a drug war.
Yeah.
Proof in the pudding is the first over-the-counter birth control pill to be made available in stores and pharmacies across the country. That's according to a press release from the folks that make it. They say it's an estrogen pill for everyone who needs it. So it's for transgenders. It's for society, adolescents, everybody. They call this thing the O-pill or O-pill. And it's dangerous, and they're making that available all across the country right now. Then we find out that France becomes the only country now to enshrine the right to murder or an abortion in their, quote, French constitution. It just passed with overwhelming support, Sheriff.
Wow. Well, that, first of all, that's not what a constitution is for. It's a constitution is to establish the form of government. And like our constitution, limit what government
limit
can do to you.
Government.
Yeah. So no, that's again, that's not a government role. And I just, I think that's typical, Sam, of the signs of the times, of the debauchery and debaseness that we're part of. And good will be called evil. Evil will be called good. And we're kicking God out of our society. We've already kicked him out of the schools long ago. And that's why I really love the homeschools and the charter schools and the private schools, because they don't have to support the government agenda for our public schools anymore. And the woke schools are part of the destruction of the American fabric.
You got that right. That's for sure. In fact, there's a guy by the name of Charles RuPaul, I think is how you say his name. He now shares his, quote, rainbow bus project, giving away books and spreading LGBTQ whatever plus literature throughout the South. I don't know if you know, but there's a huge Margaret with the Gateway Pundit highlights this piece. The organization announced on Instagram, we're just 1 week ago or 1 week away from the start of our inaugural tour. We can't wait to promote queer magic and promote our agenda in schools across the South. The Rainbow Bus will partner with local gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender organizations, and they want to make sure that everybody has the books that are banned. There you have it, Sheriff. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, I hope it is successful in waking people up to the real problem of this, but I don't think it's going to, and I think we need to all stay within the realms of live and let live. I want to agree with these people. I don't agree with Democrats, I don't agree with Republicans, but I believe in and we hurt people. We shouldn't be harming each other physically. We shouldn't be lying about our neighbor. That's happened to you and me extensively across the country. And we should be all open to honest, open debate and the exchange of ideas.
Amen.
But
speaking
but
of honest,
all of
open
us
debate,
should be supporting our Constitution. If you take an oath,
amen,
to uphold and defend the Constitution, that's exactly what you should do, which makes AOC a liar because she does not care about our Constitution, and most Democrats, for some reason, do not. And a good portion of the Republicans do not either.
We have a bus at Liberty Village for Utah now. Liberty Village is patterned after the American Village. Liberty Village, United We Pledge, check it out. They've got a bus educating students across the country about the United States of America. I was at the unveiling of the bus in Hurricane, Utah just recently, and they've got that going on. So now you've got the battle of the buses, Sheriff. You got one bus that wants to promote God, family, and country. The other bus wants to promote the rainbow agenda.
Well, one of my favorite songs is from Kermit the Frog. Why are there so many songs about rainbows? Was that a song promoting homosexuality? I don't know.
Or was it? Or was it a song to try to stop it?
I don't know. But my wife and
all
I
all I know is rainbow.
My wife and I were listening to it the other day, and we kind of thought, "Wow, maybe that's a song promoting LGBTQ." So LGBT, they didn't add Q to that bus that you're talking about. They just did LGBT. So anyway.
There you have it. Anyway, very interesting. I think rainbows come from God Almighty.
Yeah.
That's where I stand. By the way, become a member of the CSPOA today, CSPOA.org. Get the Supreme Court case and a whole lot more books and educational materials. And if you become a member of the Posse, you'll help us save America. God save the Republic of the United States of America. Thank you, Sheriff.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is a battle. A battle between truth and deceit. A battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one almost in the can. Great TV stuff. Richard Mack, the good sheriff, was from the Brighteon Studios in Tennessee today. I'm, of course, in my studio, and just great radio and TV, I'll tell you that right now. It is indeed Super Tuesday 2024. 16 states voting for their presidential nominees, ladies and gentlemen. And I had an interesting conversation with a guy yesterday. We were talking about presidents and running for office and this and that. And he's like, hey, should I go vote in the primaries? And I said, well, you got to ask yourself some questions. Are you, you know, do you belong to a party, first of all? If you don't belong to a party, there's no primary for you. And if you belong to some of the smaller parties, the Libertarian Party or the Constitution Party or Independent American Party or whatever, you may not even have a primary. And so you've got to kind of look, and it's like, yeah, that's sad. You're being disenfranchised, but that's what we've allowed parties to do to America. Parties divide and destroy. Parties become more about the party than they do about the person. Okay? Loyalty to the party betrays loyalty to the United States. Loyalty to a party, the Founding Fathers warned us, was absolutely dangerous indeed. So anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. As we turn our backs on God and family, you know, the snowfall in Nevada and all this kind of stuff, they're projecting a huge hurricane season coming up too. Look, you're going to have more and more natural man-made disasters if you continue to turn your back on God. You just will. Anyway, all I can tell you is our prayers are with the Republic. Our prayers are with you and your family. And our prayers are we can get a handle on election and integrity issues so that we can have honest, moral elections. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. We reject the over-the-counter birth control pill, and we reject France codifying in their constitution murder. Shame on the French. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to stand for what matters most. All right, our prayers are with you. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. God save the Republic of the United States of America.